Boys and girls, in that psalm there that we just read, Psalm 119, you will notice that it's divided into sections, sections of 8 verses. And above the first verse of each section, there is a name, a strange name. If you have it in your Bible, above verse 1, you'll see there Aleph. And above verse 9, you'll see there Beth. These are Hebrew letters, you know. These are the names of the Hebrew letters. We have A and we have B, but the Hebrews, they have Aleph and they have Beth. The names of these letters have meanings. And the word Beth means house. As above verses 9 through to 16, because each verse begins with the letter Beth. Now, it's hard for us to translate that. It would be nice if we could have every verse in verses 9 through to 16 beginning with B. But we can't do that. It would be really difficult to translate and start with the letter B for a word. The translators don't make the effort. I think maybe some have, but it's not the kind of Bible you would want to be reading from in the church. We like our translation. But in the Hebrew, every verse in verses 9 through to 16 begins with Beth. And Beth, as I said, it means house. And if you have the wee Hebrew letter there written, printed, some Bibles do have it, it's like a square with one side off. It just has three sides, the top, the right side, and the bottom, and there's a wee opening at one side, and that's the entrance into the house. It's like a little house with the side off, a door into the house. And the Hebrews use the letter B for the preposition in. Whenever they're talking about in something, they use this letter and put it before the word, in the house or in the field. A house is something you're in, isn't it? You live in your house. You abide in the house. This letter pictures that. And the first letter in the Bible begins with B, in the beginning. That's interesting, isn't it? That the first letter of the Bible is house. As if God is saying to us, come on into this Bible. Come on into the scriptures. It's like a house that you should live in, a house that you should abide in, a house that you should study in. And God's word is like a house. Do you remember how Paul said, let him that is taught in the word. And you know about pastors, what are they? What's their work? What is their labor? They labor in the word, in this house, in this book. And you're to be taught in this book. Not just taught by it or taught with it, but actually in it. And the pastor tries to bring you into the word every week. And whenever you read the word, you really should get into it. Into the times in which it was written, into the culture and all the background. Try to just see everything in that age where that word was given. You're to be in it. So may God bring you into his word. And that's why Sunday school is so important, isn't it? And that's why the house of God is so important, because we're getting into the word. And you try to get into it yourself, boys and girls. Read the Bible. You say, Lord, bring me into your word today. Help me to see things. Open my eyes that I can see things in this great house. And you know the most wonderful thing of all in the house of the word is the master of the house, the Lord Jesus. He is the chief one in the house. And we go in especially to see him, to sit with him, to know him, to fellowship with him, to be like him. Christ in his house. So in the word, you think of the Bible as a house and you get into it. And may the Lord bless you in it too.